Welcome to the Busy Gamer Podcast for the week of March 28th, 2010, providing a weekly summary of news and views from BusyGamerNews.com. We're a gaming site for people too busy for gaming sites.
This week's releases:
Quantum Theory for PS3,
Samurai Showdown Sen for Xbox 360,
Sakura Wars So Long My Love Premium Edition for PS2 and Regular Edition for Wii,
Secret Files Tunguska for Wii and DS,
Monster Rancher World Championship Spelling, and Let's Play Flight Attendant for Nintendo DS.
Dance Sensation for Wii.
This is the latest game release information we have. As usual, a more thorough summary will be posted Monday morning.
Last week's releases:
Nintendo DSi XL,
Just Cause 2 for PC, PS3, and Xbox 360,
WarioWare DIY, Dawn of Heroes, and Shin Megami Tensei Strange Journey for Nintendo DS,
Red Steel 2 for Wii,
How to Train Your Dragon for DS, iPhone, PS3, Xbox 360, and Wii.
And for iPhone, we saw the release of Devil Invasion, Flick Bowling 2, Frogman, iEscaper 2, iJumpman, Sailboat Championship Pro, Tilt to Live, Zombie Smash, and the free game Wii Rule. They will try to sell you power-ups that speed up the game, though.
For a more complete listing of recent releases, please check out our March 22nd roundup on the site.
Giveaways.
Each week, we launch a giveaway we call Free Stuff Friday, though normally you have nearly a week to enter.
This week, we have another pick and win. If you like word games, the choice is simple. Enter to win Scrabble Journey. If action is more your thing, you should go with Magic Ball Adventures, basically a 3D Arkanoid game with awesome weapons.
Whatever you decide, be sure to enter by 5 p.m. Pacific on Thursday, April 1st.
Last week's winners:
Kip Powers 007 won the Emerald City Comic-Con swag bag with Halo Reach poster and tons of other awesome goodies.
Matt Adam was the runner-up and won a Halo Reach poster, Green Lantern ring, and a handful of comic book-themed pins.
We also had a bunch of instant wins last week.
John won Rhyme Player for iPhone, a prize donated by community member Tujip.
Zilla and Electric Goldfish won Hello Kitty Online games from last year's PAX, including a copy donated by Ballard Girl 1. If you didn't win, you can still download and play Hello Kitty Online for free. You just won't get the cool box and disc.
And Juvo won the Guild No. 1 comic. We love the Guild, even though we don't have time for MMOs. Check out their free videos on Xbox Live and YouTube.
Catch Guild Fever! We also still have 3 Blur beta codes. If you want one, and you should, especially now that they're raising the beta level cap and adding some new cars, let us know by commenting on the post announcing this week's podcast.
Comment of the Week.
We had some great comments this week with the Emerald City Comic-Con swag bag, but the best was probably from the winner. Kit Powers 007 wrote,
"I think it's awesome that people would go to a con and actually think of others and get extra stuff. And wow, a lot of awesome extra stuff. Thanks."
You're so welcome.
This week, Microsoft monopolized the news cycle, first with the reveal of its 250-gigabyte hard drive, which replaces the 120-gigabyte drive at the $130 price point. Supposedly, these were available immediately at retail, but we couldn't find them. I believe the guy at Best Buy that I asked about its exact reaction was, "Huh?" Followed by, "We have the 60-gigabyte drive. No thanks." The other, even bigger news was Game Room, which launched with a thud Wednesday when no one could get to the servers required to play it. We still can't connect much and usually have to quit and restart before it will load at all. We do have the full launch lineup verified in on our site, but top titles include Adventure and Combat for Atari 2600, arcade classics Asteroids, Centipede, Lunar Lander, Scramble, and Tempest, and mountain skiing and a Space Invaders knockoff called Space Armada for Intellivision. We're hoping to eventually see some of our all-time faves like Gorf, Jungle Hunt, Moon Cresta, and Venture. But who knows?
Long live Gorf.
The classic Activision games for the 2600, including Pitfall, seem to have been mostly delayed, though you can nab Yar's Revenge if that appeals. First, install the Shell app. Look for it in Games on Demand, and then the 2 Game Room add-on packs. It appears there are no games in the shell, and you apparently can't launch it without at least Pack 1 loaded. Then you can try the 30 launch titles for free, though only once, and then only for up to 10 minutes. Once you quit, you'll have to buy the game for $3 for one platform, either Xbox 360 or PC, $5 for both platforms, or pay 50 cents per play. The Game Room is actually pretty cool. So far we've bought Adventure, Centipede, Scramble, and Tempest, and look forward to seeing what's next. Oh, but you'll have to wait till late April for any new games.
Spoiler warning, we're gonna pick it apart. Open it up to find the tick, tick, Tick of the Heart.
Here's Pikachu Fan with another review. This week, he looks at the Avatar games on the DS. No, not the James Cameron Avatar. He's not old enough for that. This is The Last Airbender, the one with Aang, Katara, and Sokka.
Avatar, the Burning Earth. That's the first game of Avatar for the DS, I believe. Avatar? Well, I bet you know what Avatar the first Airbender is. I mean, Avatar the Last Airbender. It's based on a show on Nickelodeon. The firebenders can control fire, the earthbenders can control earth, the waterbenders can control water, and airbenders can control air. And the Avatar can control all the elements. Aang is the last Avatar to be alive. If it dies, no more will come back. He wants to save the world from the Fire Nation. In the beginning of the game, you play as Aang. At first, you just stop some two guards as a little game for someone to, for General Fong to watch, because he wanted to watch it. The second game is Avatar Into the Inferno. Fire Nation attacks you. Fire Nation is the bad guys, like Fire Lord Ozai. He wasn't always evil, but he did get in the end. I'd recommend Avatar Into the Inferno, because it's pretty fun, and the music's really good. There's a lot of difficulties. It was kind of hard and a little bit harsh, because when you lose, you go like, aww, and your guy's head goes down, your guy's head goes down. I'd recommend first grade and up for this game, because there was some violence, a lot, actually, because first, you have to stop Fire Nation guys with swords in the first level. Then later, you start stopping guys who are much stronger. Then you start stopping bosses. Bosses have, like, from one end to the screen, from the beginning of the screen all the way to the end of the screen of health. The music's so beautiful, I might just nap in it.
Say the name Jack Thompson in front of even the most polite gamer, and you're likely to hear a rather tart response. Thompson is the semi-legendary anti-video game crusader who has come up with some remarkably creative descriptions of things that just don't happen in actual games. If he had to submit his depositions to the ESRB, they would most likely be slapped with a deadly adults only or AO rating. The man has quite the mouth on him.
Go and introduce a bat to his face, then take his car. Respray it! I want compensation for this insult!
Thompson is right. There's plenty of sex, drugs, and violence in video games. He seems to forget that those games are made by and for adults, however. It's all or nothing, and won't somebody please think of the children? Sadly, that seems to be the prevailing attitude for many parents who buy games for their kids. Now, if you're listening to this, I'm not talking about you. I mean the non-gaming moms who ask things like, will this Wii game play on my son's PS3? The moms who are only there because their kids have nagged them to death and they just want it to stop.
Then make it quick. Joey ain't the kind you keep waiting.
It is, of course, the same mom who will one day appear on the 11 o'clock news ranting that they walked in on their sons playing a DOA game and there were large breasts on the screen and they were bouncing it. Won't somebody please think of the children? Yes, they will, and they do. It's called the Entertainment Software Ratings Board, or ESRB. Perhaps you've heard of it. That's what I think every time I see these people in the news, or worse, in the stores. But they don't want to hear it. I know, because I tried to have that conversation with one such mom a few years ago at Target. Remember back when Grand Theft Auto 3 came out and everyone was talking about how you had to hire a prostitute and then kill her for cash? I spent a lot of time trying to convince people that you didn't have to do it, but it was an option. Personally, I ran over the pimps. They had the big bucks. Anyway, I was at the store and saw the classic harried mom trying to get someone's attention. She wanted to get that hot new racing game for her 11-year-old son, Good times ahead. Never heard of it? Well, that's because most people just use the hip and cool name, GTA. At least, that's what her son told her.
I know a place on the edge of the red light district where we can lay low.
But wait, it gets better. So I walk over, introduced myself as a gamer. Yes, I'm a girl and I game, etc. And asked if she knew what GTA was about. The conversation went downhill from there. This really happened. Mom, it's a racing game. Me. Well, there is racing, but there's also a lot of killing, robbing, stealing. It's pretty violent. Are there any naked girls? I don't think so. Do they have sex?
Grab a car and pick up Misty from the clinic, then bring her back here.
Sex? In good times ahead? No, it's a racing game. You're racing to the clinic to pick up Misty. Besides, the game has a strict hands-off policy for players.
Remember, no one messes with my girl.
Unless you activate the healed by a hooker option. And then, the car just sort of bounces up and down. But don't worry, it's just for a few seconds, and then your 11-year-old will be ready to go back to the wholesome afternoon of dealing drugs and whacking people. Plus, he can jack a cop car and play policeman. Whee! But back to the mom. In the end, she decided to buy the game for her son purely on the basis that he's played it at his friends' houses and it's the only thing he wants for Christmas. Kid is happy. Mom is happy. I'm guessing there were nothing but good times ahead in that happy household. That is, until Mom got a good look at what Misty was up to.
Hi, I'm Misty.
You can read the full transcript of Girl Got Game's conversation with the non-gaming mom in the March 24th article on our site.
You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seemed particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torch or a match in your inventory.
What we're playing.
So I've been playing a lot of iPhone games this week because due to my work hours, which have been a little high, I haven't had much time to play any games on the Xbox or the PS3, and I honestly don't touch the Wii. But I've been playing a game on the iPhone called IsoWords, which I really enjoy, and I know Game Watcher tried it and wasn't blown away, but it appeals to me on two levels. It's a word game, but it's also a puzzle game. You start with a cube, and it's made up of smaller cubes. And you have to make words with the letters adjoining it. So your basic make a word out of the puzzle game. But once you've used a certain cube three times, it disappears. And clearly the goal is to make the entire cube go away. What I figured out rather quickly is that if you make too many cubes go away and leave one orphaned, then unless that particular cube makes a word, there's no chance of actually finishing it. Which reminded me of having a Rubik's Cube in a weird way, I guess because they're both cubes. I've also been playing Words with Friends, although I think most of my friends are either completely smoking me or have just dropped off. So if you're interested in playing Words with Friends with someone, contact me on Twitter at GirlGotGame or drop us a line at BusyGamerNews.com.
I've actually been enjoying Game Room on the Xbox 360, even though we've only bought a few games. Adventure is one of my all-time favorite games, and I can't wait to share it with Pikachu Fan. Basically, you're a Dot who can carry a sword thing that looks like an arrow and use it to slay dragons that bound up to you and try to swallow you whole. Compelling, huh? This was the height of RPG gaming without pencil and graph paper when I was a kid, and the nostalgia factor alone sold me. As a bonus, you can use the left trigger on the 360 to rewind if you end up in a dragon's belly and don't want to respawn at the gold castle. It took me forever to find the so-called invisible dot and use it to access one of the first ever Easter eggs, the screen where developer Warren Robinette secretly signed his name on the game. I also love that you can finally, after 30-some years, save your game. That's right, busy gamers. Adventure now has a Save Anywhere feature.
We have been heard.
I've also played enough of Batman Arkham Asylum to finally get its appeal.
Welcome to Arkham Asylum. Our staff are here to help you.
Apart from the fact that it's a decent Batman game, you veteran gamers may recall the drought we had for many, many years, it actually transcends the brawler that it first appears to be, with a decent story and some stealth mechanics. I actually love swinging around on gargoyles and sneaking up on thugs more than playing as Sam Fisher.
DLC highlights.
This week's WiiWare is Cave Story. There's nothing new for Virtual Console.
New DSiWare games are Drift Street International, Libera Wing, and three Game & Watch titles, Chef, Judge, and Mario's Cement Factory.
The PlayStation Store has Section 8, Blue Toad Murder Files Episode 1-3, Hamster Ball, Anarchy Rush Hour, the free Mag Trooper Gear Pack for PS3, and the free Arkham Asylum comic for PSP, God of War 3 Unearthing the Legend, Little Big Planet Sonic Costumes and Stickers, and the Zen Pinball Earth Defense Table.
Both PS3 and Xbox 360 owners can get the Guitar Hero 5 80s track pack with classics Sister Christian, We Got the Beat, and Girls, Girls, Girls.
Xbox Live Marketplace has Game Room, a Mass Effect 2 alternative appearance pack with new looks for some of the guys, and not much else. But those 30 Game Room games may keep you busy for a while.
As usual, a more complete listing of the past week's DLC can be found at BusyGamerNews.com.
On Twitter, we encourage you to follow Game Watcher and Girl Got Game, that's G-R-R-L, Got Game. We often tweet news that isn't big enough to deserve an entry on the site or has a very limited shelf life. We've also started a BGN community Twitter list. If you're not on it and want to be, just send Game Watcher an @reply.
We also encourage you to join the Busy Gamers Facebook group and our Busy Gamer News Facebook fan page.
And please, take a moment to rate and review us on iTunes. We've been stuck at 12 reviews forever.
Some of the music in this podcast came from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio, that's M-E-V-I-O.com. You can find details and links for these and other songs at busygamernews.com/podcast.
I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now, right now. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now, right now, right now.
Say hello to a new hard life. It's a hard knock life for us. It's a hard knock life for us.